Thank you, Sarah. That was a very warm and friendly introduction to a rather unfriendly topic that I'm going to be talking about, which is what happens when antibiotics fail and what types of strategies we as researchers are using to try and overcome that failure. So, firstly, what are antibiotics? As Sarah introduced, antibiotics are chemicals that are made by bacteria and fungi just living their everyday lives in nature that we as humans have discovered and found uses for them to treat infections. So there are two main flavors of these antibiotics, those that are bactericidal. Think of those as kill switches. They're actively going and killing bacterial infections. Or things that are bacteriostatic. So these are arresting the growth of bacteria so that other mechanisms can help you overcome the infection. So think like stopping their growth so that your immune system can then go fight off the disease. One of the more famous antibiotics that I'll use to introduce this is penicillin. This is a molecule whose discovery was born of failure. Some of you may already know the story, but in 1928, Alexander Fleming left to go to a conference. His lab, in charge of all of the grad students in charge, basically took the week off and left all of their bacterial plates out. And when he came back, a few of them were contaminated. One of those contaminations had one of those zones of inhibition that Sarah introduced that's part of the Tiny Earth curriculum. He found one of those on his plates just by accident. And over the course of the next couple of years, he tried to understand what was actually being produced and how that zone was happening. And that, to cut the story short, was penicillin. Penicillin is one of the more famous drugs because it's one of the ones that has had a massive impact in human health. How it works is it enters the bacterial cell and targets an enzyme that's responsible for building up the cell wall of that bacteria. So you're not able to build a cell wall, you're not able to reproduce, and the bacteria die. So think of these as kind of lock and key type interactions. The antibiotic needs to go into the cell, find its cellular target, and interact with it in a way that disrupts the bacteria so it either dies or stops growing. So these are very specialized tools. They're not used as all-purpose medicines. And so what that means is that different infections are going to require different keys to unlock different locks. Antibiotics, as a very general term, can be these molecules that target either bacteria or fungi. So the ones that target bacteria are antibacterial, antifungal for the ones that target fungi. And you'll notice that I didn't mention viruses because antibiotics do nothing against viruses. So everything that we know about antibiotics and how they work are them disrupting cellular processes. And viruses operate in a completely different biology, so they're not active against viruses.